Morning, sleepyhead. You were up for quite a while. I bet you missed me, didn't you? Huh? What's with that scared expression on your face? You're not scared of me, are you? That would be such an awful, awful shame if you were. You mean, what reason do you have to be afraid of me? Outside of the fact that I accidentally broke your leg. That's so. It's very funny how much fear will be instilled into a person when they're in an uncomfortable position. Especially one like this where the odds are stacked against you. You mean, all it takes is for you to slip up or say one word and somehow this patient room will be empty for another patient, and not from you leaving. You know, I've never felt this type of emotion for anyone before. It's absolutely insane. Maybe it's just because I have this dire need to protect you, I guess. But not in the normal way. I'd never let any harm come to you. Do you understand? I'm nothing like that crazy bitch that had you captive and did all those things to you. I would never, ever do anything like that. That's just simply not me at all. But it's fine. 'Cause I know I would never do anything like that to you. So long as you don't piss me off, of course. You are correct. I did break your leg. But did I do it from you angering me? Or did I do it to keep you here longer so that I could look after you and make sure no one ever lays their hands on you again? Take that in retrospect for me for a second. See? You may be afraid now. You may be scared of me now, but all in all, I'm just looking out for you. That's all I want since the moment they rolled you in here, the condition you were in, the pain in your face. It hurt me, and I have taken care of many patients in this hospital. So many of them. And yet, somehow, none of them affected me like you do. It's just something about you. Something special. Something unique. Something that I love. You know what? Soon, things are going to change around here. By my hand. From now on, I deal the cards. I make the rules. I affect the outcome.
and I decide your fate. Now, there are two endings, and I want you to tell me, which one do you prefer? Do you want to live, or do you want to die? Answer that for me. I thought so. Surprising coming from your mouth since you let some girl boss you around and damn near kill you. Stay here a moment. Things are going to be different. I promise you that. Seriously. Now, heed my next words. Don't scream. Don't say a word. Do you understand? There, that'll shut you up. Don't say a word at all. And you know what you're gonna do. You probably don't know what these are. This is a body bag. Here's how this is gonna play out. I am going to write you down as dead in our medical records, and you're coming home with me. My shift is almost done. It's going to be done in 10 minutes. I'm going to put you in this bag, and you are not going to say a single word. You will not mumble, you will not wiggle, you will not scream or anything like that. Okay? And if you do, I will slit your pretty neck through that fucking bag, and it'll really be your body bag. Do you understand me? Take a deep breath. It's not too bad in there. You'll be fine. Just don't worry your little head. You almost accused a dead body. I know it's probably an uncomfortable fit, but you don't have to be in there for much longer. Just until we get to my house. Yeah, I promise. Your face is so sweaty. It's alright though. A little sweat never hurt anyone. Okay, come with me. Sit at the table. I am going to make a nice dinner for you. Mm-hmm. What are we having?
We
are having roast beef, mashed potatoes, and bread. Just chopping up the meat really quickly before I bake it. I wouldn't do that if I were you. God, now I see why Miyomi tried to kill you so many times. Stop trying to move. Stop trying to undo your binds. Stop trying to escape. Or I'll just be done with you right here and now. I think you keep failing to realize that the medical records say you're dead now. So no one's gonna investigate if I kill you. Anyway, the roast beef is done. Now I am going to bake it. If you could sit still for a little while, it'll be done. What is your name? What is your name? Age? Ethnicity? Favorite foods, snacks, and drinks. Foods that you do not like. I just want to know a little bit more about you and know what to cook and what not to cook. But I need to keep my attention on this dinner, and I cannot keep the attention on dinner and on you because apparently you keep escaping. Don't move. Stay still. Don't worry. Now keep your little head still.
It's okay. It's fine. Swallow it.
Don't worry about it, love. Just a few things to help you sleep. I've taken so many of these, it doesn't even work on me anymore. But I can see you're getting sleepy. It's okay. Just go to sleep.
And you'll be fine.
Rise and shine, sleepyhead. You've only been out a few hours, don't worry. Your food's right in front of you. Come on. Eat it.
You wouldn't be that mean to me, would you? I worked really hard to make this meal for you. Especially since it's your first night here, I wanted it to be special. If you don't eat, I'm going to make you. Remember how I made you take those pills earlier? It won't be hard to shove some food down your throat, and I don't give a fuck if you choke. Now then, do you want to do this the easy way, or do you want to do it the hard way? I thought so. Now eat your food. Huh? Good. Eat some of the mashed potatoes too. Eat some of the mashed potatoes too. Good. You've barely even eaten anything. I'm afraid I can't untie you. I unfortunately do not trust you yet, especially after your little escape attempt earlier. I need to keep my eyes on you because I don't know what to expect from you. Obviously, over time, I will gain trust in you, but currently, I do not. Apologies for my bed being such a mess. I wasn't planning on getting you when I first started working. There we go. You know, in all my years of working and learning and everything I've experienced, you've never slept in the same bed as someone before. Can someone live such a lonely life and then be blessed with the presence of another person? So strange, don't you think? Absolutely mind-boggling. I almost dozed off for a second there. Don't fuck this up being stupid. What do I mean? I don't mean much, it just means don't try to be dumb. Don't try to run off. Don't try to do anything that could put you in a bad situation. Because if you did decide to do something like that, and you did decide to be selfish, I'd certainly have no problem hurting you. Or maybe even killing you. Wouldn't that be some messed up stuff? It would. Jeez. Sometimes I just wonder how the world created such a fascinating creature. I've taken care of many patients, both male and female. No one's quite taken my attention like you have.
None. What will we do next? I certainly want to keep you here forever, but obviously it's not an option. I need to make moving plans. And Christmas is coming up, so I need to get you some presents. We need to plan our wedding soon. Speaking of which, where would you want to get married? I said, where would you want to get married? I thought so. Good. We should plan it sometime next week. I think I can arrange some plans for us to leave around then. It'll take some shifting around and some adjustments at work, but I can manage. We're going to have such a beautiful life together. Aren't you excited? I know I am.